Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen Dee, and I'm back! This week, we have some very important things to learn, not only in the art of magic and conjure, all that witchcraft, voodoo, Santeria. First, I would like to say thank you to all of my listeners. Thank you to my followers. I appreciate you. And as for the snoopers, kiss butt. Okay, now, we always roll into real talk. And the real talk of the year is don't sit back and plot to do something to somebody else or just plot things in general, because it always comes to the light. What's done in the dark always comes to the light. And don't forget it, family, because family is usually the ones that's doing it. You're plotting on putting misery to someone else. Well, let me tell you something. That someone else in the family finds out about it, and your word is, I don't want to be in that mess. I'm not in that mess. Well, yes, you are, because you plotted it, and you just might be going down. Don't do that. That's what we are here for. And please, Lord, don't let it be a worker that they're plotting on. They know what this person does in their family. They get it. And sometimes it skips a generation. Sometimes everybody is blessed with this gift. Okay, don't let it be that, because we will destroy you. All right, I have gotten that out. This is something I'm outraged about. Why can't families be families? You got some people that, you know, going on with their lives, getting things done. But a family like that will never accomplish anything. And some people have to separate from their families to really get things done. Okay, let's go into relationships. You have had one bad relationship, horrible. You might have been abused verbally or physically. Okay, don't set yourself up to go back into this again. You get into a relationship with someone else, and it'd be the same thing as before. So really, you're stepping out of the hot coals into fire. And I don't mean the red part, the blue, because it's always said, the blue part of the fire is the hottest. I think that's good advice of the year. Let's move a little bit down the road here. People, don't come to us if you don't have anything else to say but the same thing over and over a day again, because we get fed up with it. Don't get upset if you try to contact that worker and they don't talk to you anymore. Don't do that. Let's put that on ADT's chest feet. No, the Mackenzies are the worst folks that you have ever seen in your life. They are deadbeats. This is a nightmare makeup. Deadbeats, and there's somebody that wants something for free. And nothing in this world is free. This is what I'm saying to you. And I know that some of you know people just like that. Even the other situation that I was explaining, yes, you know people like that. I know people like that. I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't. I do. And it's tiresome. You get tired of it after a while. See, it's just like backing a dog into a corner. If you back the dog far enough up in the corner, the dog is going to bite you. Ladies and men, you know, I know some of you out there looking for someone someone to love. I hear people say, I don't want to die alone. I don't want to be by myself. But look at this. If this person has no respect and they don't show no interest in God, leave them alone. A person that loves God, they are going to love you with all of their heart. I want to say that. And that's something to think about. True words. Well, intake, I'm getting something here. It's on shipment of supplies. Do you know that many shipments have many hands over them? That's why workers should handle occult supplies. But some people get those occult supplies and they get excited about it and talk so loud that they tell the whole street what they're doing. I don't think that's good either. You don't do that. That should be handled otherwise. But you go ahead and use and use and use, and then guess what? Use it. You get the backfire of it. You're not getting any results. I know that there are people with a rare, true interest in art. I know that there are people out there that, yes, have a little gift, but they're not working with people. They don't wish to work with people. But there are those of us that truly work with people and just want their clients to come to them in the right way. You know, we deserve respect like everyone else. Now, let's say it's a situation where your child is in danger. Okay, we warn you about it. We foresee it. We warn you. But you switch off to another subject, something stupid, and don't take care of it. And in about a day, a week, a month, regardless how long it takes, the accident happens, whatever's going to happen. Then you're sitting back wanting to come and expect us to move mountains. Don't you think it's a little too late then? Because we already told you about it. We told you over and over and over again. And you didn't do anything. Well, to my client, everything we tell you to do, I don't mean just to go and jump off of a bridge. I don't mean that. I mean dealing with your life, dealing with this work. You need to do what we ask you to do. Because guess what you're going to do? You are going to come back and going to have to start things over. Yes, over and over again. The same thing if the worker decides to do it. We put our lives on the line for you, those of us that are truly into this. We go through a lot of things, and the least thing that you could do is be truthful. If you're not ready to start your work right then, you say so. If it's something that you can't do that we told you to do, tell us. Because, I mean, it's stupid to sit there and not say nothing. And there, there's the questioner. Oh, let's not forget that. I'm coming to see you, Miss Twin. Okay. I'm coming to see you, and then you're asking the same question. You just come from death bed, but you're asking the same question over and over and over again. How crazy is that? Oh, I see a color just blinked off. I must have stepped on your toes, Mr. John Doe, because you hung up. God bless. Okay, to the rest of them. All of these questions is not necessary. You do what you have to do. That's all. All right. Now, as for the neighbors, you know, as it gets closer to the full moon and as it gets harder, I know that it's hard to hold your temper. It is so true. But there are things that can be done to help you. Seriously. Now, I don't know if I should bring up the contraceptive or not. I'm going to say oil and herbs and whatever else the worker tells you to do. But the herb is balm of Gilead. That's God's comforter. It brings peace to your home. It fosters reconciliation and relationship. Yes. And danger point. There's no danger point to this herb. And it is in the Bible. See, that's what I'm all about, telling you something that's safe, telling you something that's not going to hurt you. This brings peace. And it's one of my favorites. Okay, as for financial situations, I know there's a lot of us that have it. Financial situations, there are many, many, many rituals, works of conjuring you can do for this. But it's so many, I cannot tell you on this one episode. I know that one could be a wash, and that's all good luck ingredients, but it draws money. Okay, there's another where you're marking the money, and the money actually comes back to you, but you have to spend it on something that you need. You can't do nonsense. You can't spend it on something that's not really needed. Okay. Now, another is the dressing up the home. Even certain kinds of eggs is used for this. And you see your income increase gradually. This is not a put down, do it, and then, bing, there's your money. No, that's not it. Okay, I get off of that. But that would be something that you would want to ask your worker. All right. Now, let's talk about our plant. In special care of the plant. Told you it's not all about conjure. Special care of your plant. The best time to water your plant. Some say early in the morning. I would say anywhere from 7 to 10. But if you're doing it in the evening, please do it after 7 o'clock. Because you can actually burn them when you water them in the middle of the day. And that's from 12 to 5. You can actually burn your plant. So be careful with that. I know that there's some plant lovers out here. I love plants myself. As for cleansing of the body, some people carry that with them. Everywhere that they go, they have been hoodooed so badly that they can't help it. Now, there's many things to do. Now, until you get to a worker, I would just say plain sea salt and a little Epsom salt. But that is not going to hold it all for a long time. It's going to, how do I say it? It's going to give you a quick fix. Get you over the hump. And there's something else you can ask your worker about. And when you ask them about that, ask them about protecting yourself from further disturbances like this. Okay. Now, last week was a little thrown off. I apologize for that. But I'm right on point this time. When I have a caller hanging up, I know that I'm hitting it dead on the nail. Mr. 215-496. Okay. Family, teenagers, to my teenagers out here, I know that you feel that you know everything. Mama, grandma, daddy, grandpa don't know anything. And you're very disrespectful. But let's not forget, honor thy mother and thy father, and your days will be long on this earth. You're going to go through some bad luck. I mean, some bad luck behind disrespecting your grandmother, your mother, father, whoever has taken care of you all of this time. And when things go wrong now, guess what? You run to them. But getting still, you can disrespect them. It's not a good thing, teenager. Especially the ones 17 to 20. Well, 17 to 19. Not a good deal. I'm skipping away from this. I just had to say it. We have special children. Some children, I have heard, are a headache. I believe it. I look around. If I go out, I look around and I see the same thing over and over again. And don't get upset, people. If you are out and you have someone yelling and cursing at you, all right, don't say you didn't do anything. I'm talking about a certain situation because you did. They wouldn't have so much hatred for you if you didn't do anything. And this is the person that's very quiet and they go on about their business. And all of a sudden, they hate you? Please. I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't gone to a worker for you. That's why you're having such bad luck. You have lost everything in the world. This is to those people that have lost everything that is important to them. Think about why you lost it. And you're still doing the same thing. Number one, jail must be your home. Number two, you just don't give a damn. Yes, I can say that. You just don't give a damn. You better start caring about something. And to the ones, no one tells me what to do. Well, you're going to have to listen to somebody one day. And it might be so. You're going to have to listen to somebody. One day you're not going to have any control. And you're going to have to go through something that you can't help because the good Lord sent you. All right. I love rue oil. The oil should be soaked with the herb, the rue herb. If it is not, it is not strong. Even though it will, you know, move things a little bit, it's not as strong as the herb being in that oil. And I hope that all of you that are trying to practice understand this. And for the ones that are seeking help, ask your worker about it. He'll tell you. I always say that because I know that there's some that listen, they already have a worker. Okay, I'm going to tell you about one of my situations. I have told a lady and told a lady for so long that I was not taking on that case anymore. This lady is full of crap. I have taken the crap. I have been nice. I have worked with her. But now I don't, because she broke a lot of rules. Everybody has rules for their business, you best believe. And I have rules mine. But you have people that feel like they have that street knowledge that they can get over on you. And as for me, I'm not letting anybody get over on me. And I'm not backing down from anybody either. But all of these, I'm going from one thing to the other. I want everybody to listen carefully. As for the mothers who think that they can outsmart their children, their grown children. I'm not talking about 18, 19. Yes, you're growing at 18 and 19, but way older than that. Please don't do that. You don't know who they're dealing with. You really don't know who they are. This is for the bad parents out here. the bad sister, the bad brother, whatever. Don't underestimate your child that can come back. You weren't there when there was a child. You weren't there when they were sick, when there was a child. You abused them. You did all sorts of things. You come around them drunk and abuse them some more. So don't expect them to jump when you say jump. Point out. Okay. Now let's talk about beauty. The beauty right now, which is supposed to bloom in August, is the gardenias. I don't think I've mentioned those. But gardenias are used to do many things. It takes almost 500 gardenia petals, just like it takes almost 1,000 rose petals, to make rose oil. So that's how many it takes to make gardenia oil. And if you don't have the right equipment, please don't try it, because this is going to turn into a stink fest, and you're going to be jinxed, hexed, and some of everything. You're not even going to be able to put your hand out the door. So those of you that have a little gift and you're trying to practice, this, that was a tip to you. Everything has to be just right when you're preparing your incense and your oil. There can be no distraction. Everything has to be measured exactly right. And I want to go back to my client and tell you that, when your worker tell you to do something or they're telling you something for your own good, just listen. That's all I was trying to say. Just listen to them. Because you wouldn't have gone to them if you didn't want this. You wanted to be told something. You wanted help. So why not listen and do what we say do? Not trying to be hard on anybody. Not at all. This show was designed for learning in all areas. This show was not designed to agitate anyone, make them angry. No, that's not the purpose. It is to teach us of the good things and to warn you of the bad things. To teach you of different kinds of magic, different kinds of conjure. It was really designed to bring up all of those great past workers that we had. Last week I brought up one. I didn't bring up one this week because I felt like this conversation with everyone was very, very important, because there's a lot of ill will going around out here. Speaking of ill will and untenable, I know everybody speaks. Hello, how you doing? Do you have friends that you talk to? But watch this. If they always have something bad to say, you might want to back off, because you will find that the majority of the time when they do that, your day goes bad, your week goes bad. And we don't want that. We don't need it. And stress. Please don't hold things in. I know that there's someone somewhere that you can all talk to. I know that there's different things that you can do to calm your body down from stress. Stress causes strokes, heart attacks. It affects your health. Something needs to be thought about. You need to sit down when things happen. Relax and breathe. If it's not that severe, where you have to work and breathe and let it go. Sometimes it's hard to let it go. It's so dramatic, you cannot let things go. Some people, it's hard to let that anger go. Well, in some situations, I understand. That's what we are here for. So when you give your case, your information, your all to a worker, you don't worry about anything else. That stress is off you. It is with us. We're here to take care of it. And God has allowed us to be here to take care of it. Now, as you know, when God is involved, everything is going to be okay. Not only for you, me, everybody else. I really enjoy talking. I really enjoy doing my broadcast every Sunday. Now, that's my relaxation, because I know that I'm helping someone. My word has gotten someone or quite a few people out there. I might have stepped on a toe today, because the show clicked off and then clicked back on and clicked off again. Glory, hallelujah. I wish I could have got them all in time, but that's okay. They'll be calling back. I already know that they're going to call after the show. Let's get off the idiot. Okay. Our show is almost at its end. My followers and listeners and everybody that's good makes up my show. And like I said in the beginning, I appreciate it. There's one more thing that I forgot to mention is pendulum for people that are practicing and doing reading. Be careful with the pendulum. Be that the pendulum. That's if you know what you're doing. Like I said, this stuff cannot be taught by book, DVD, CD, TV, anything else. It has to be there. That's a gift that has to be in your bloodline. You'd be surprised. And to the people that's trying to learn it, reading up on the book, memorizing things, that's not pretty, because you're going to end up in a hole. When you dig that hole, make sure you have room for yourself in that hole. And so the Vaseline eaters out there, watch what you eat, because people aren't so fresh these days. I hate to bring this up, because I know it's some Vaseline eaters out there. And then the Vaseline eaters pass it on to the kids. So there's junior Vaseline eaters out there, the ones that look like ugly black stick people. So, now, I hope you got that. After this show, I hate that it's coming to an end, because there's so much that flows around that you need to know. But it just may be another show tomorrow or Tuesday, because I see that there's a lot of things that need to be learned. There's a lot of things that need to be recognized in this world, in this cold, pitiful world that we have. Now, as for everyone else, I'm coming to you with my heart. I'm telling you to enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your week ahead. I know it's hard for some people. That if people would let you enjoy it, I'll just say that. And I hope that some of the things that I said today, especially at the beginning of this show, sticks in your mind. See, we live in a world of danger, and I'm here to let you know what to follow and what not to follow. And I hope that you understand that. Okay, to everybody, I will be speaking to you all next week. And to all my family members, my new family, I love you very much. You have been very supportive. Goodbye.